It's one law for them. Rebecca Brooks, the hack cleared of hacking phones, has been restored to her gutter press throne. She was reinstated this month as chief exec of News UK, home to Tory rags The Sun and The Times. Brooks, protege of arch-conservative media thug Rupert Murdoch, managed News of the World journalist who tapped private messages for stories. This included the voicemail of a murdered child and relatives of dead soldiers. She squirmed free of criminal charges last year. And it only cost £7 million in legal fees, and £11 million to Brooks when she resigned. Small change for Murdoch, who has a net worth of £8 billion, more than the gross domestic product of Mongolia. Meanwhile, innocent working-class people are being encouraged to plead guilty by vindictive court charges. Tory reforms mean pleading guilty incurs a smaller cost than pleading not guilty, and losing before magistrates. Already the Magistrates Association reports a number of senior justices of the peace have resigned. They say most offenders can never afford vengeful fees of up to £1,200. Worse, blameless defendants who can't afford them may falsely own up to reduce risk. 85% of people tried by magistrates are benefit claimants £7 million. Amount it cost to get Rebecca Brooks off £1,200. Court charge encouraging innocent workers to plead guilty,